Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Why is the world so messed up sometimes? We all have our favorite reasons. You might blame everything on immigrants or contrails or climate change, the federal deficit, gun control, or the lack of gun control. I think many of our world's problems and nation's problems and even our local problems can be traced back to neglecting our young. Trauma and neglect in the early years set up problems later in life. Anything that can protect our youth avoids problems later in life. Multiple studies have looked at the impact of adverse childhood experiences. The initial research was conducted by Kaiser Permanente and the Centers for Disease Control. Patients were recruited to the study and have been in long-term follow-up for health outcomes. This and subsequent studies have proven a link between adverse childhood experiences and subsequent health and behavior problems, mental illness, substance abuse, obesity, and sadly, future abuse and neglect. Adverse childhood experiences include physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, physical neglect and emotional neglect, the mother being treated violently, household substance abuse and household mental illness, parental separation or divorce, and an incarcerated household member. So what can be done about this? An immediate and local solution lies in strengthening our foster care system. When children are abandoned or need to be removed for their own safety, a good foster care family can make all the difference in the world, for that child now and for all of us as they mature. Dale Maples, the plumbing professional guy, is a strong local advocate for foster care. He's a part of the Forgotten Initiative, a nationwide faith-based effort to increase awareness of foster care and adoption. They have a storefront on 8th Street in Eureka, directly across from the old post office. Their group can accept donations to assist local foster youth and foster families, and Dale's glad to talk with anyone about the joys and challenges and realities of becoming a foster family. The Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services recruits and assists foster families. There are currently 335 foster children in Humboldt County, with 186 foster homes and 32 prospective homes. Some homes do take more than one child, but you can see we need more. There's more than one way to be a hero. That's the DHHS Community Education Campaign, designed to recruit more families. Foster parents are people who genuinely care about the well-being of children and their families. They're people who are married or single or retired, working, students, or have children or not. Foster parents understand that children will thrive in a home where they are cared for unconditionally. Foster children receive a monthly stipend paid to the foster parents. Medical and dental costs are covered, and social workers are available to assist as well. You can learn more by calling 499-3410. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.